Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Richie and Kenny are here, and you are here. Join us at 888-302-3684. If we push one of your buttons, a lot of buttons pushed as usual in Washington yesterday with that Senate report taking the veil off the harsh interrogations. At least that was the accusation against the CIA. Treatment in secret prisons after September 11th. It was worse than apparently we were told. What a shock. Right? Who would have thought the CIA would be guilty of anything that was inappropriate?
You know, I thought it was interesting.
Cover up?
Yeah. Because, you know, they were talking about some of these forms of torture.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there were all kinds of
deprivation.
Yeah. I have that now.
Yeah, right. Me too. Don't we all of us have
sleep? The Doug Steffens good day way to get the people involved in the program to pay attention is to deprive them of sleep.
And then one of the other things was pouring cold ice water over their head. Isn't that basically the ice bucket challenge?
Right. Did you see the dramatization of some of this, too?
No.
The detail. I think I saw on one, I don't remember where I was. I was watching, I think, the New England Cable News Channel while I was in the chiropractor's office. And they had a video of it was just basically animation of what happens when you're waterboarded.
Right.
Okay, that's great.
Well, if you remember, do you remember one of those wacky morning show hosts that used to compete with us?
Yeah.
Actually was waterboarded. Yeah.
Yeah, he did that.
He tried to get waterboarded, mm-hmm. and he, like, lasted 10 seconds.
Not a pleasant. I wouldn't have volunteered for that.
The ice bucket challenge, I mean, come on now.
I know, but think about when you like, have water pouring on your face. Like, you go, like, it automatically takes your breath away. Just, you know, it's your natural reflex.
All right, yesterday on Capitol Hill also, Obama advisor Jonathan Gruber got grilled. Congressional questions, not much answering. He just, I think he probably used extra deodorant before he went in there yesterday morning, because I'm betting by the time he got out of there, there was a lot of sweat coming from pretty much every pore in his body. He, as a matter of fact, I think, if you'll pardon the pun, he represented himself rather poorly. Okay.
I got it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you, Richie.
Because I'm a stupid American.
You're right. Let's stay with the Fed, or the federal government, and the Fed specifically. Yesterday, you may have heard all of us talking about the new proposal from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to offer you a 3% down mortgage. Guaranteed by you and me, the American taxpayer. I think this may have happened once in the past. Not sure, but I think something like this created a moderately large problem for the American taxpayer. But you know what? We've learned from our mistakes, like the government always does. They're smarter, they're better, they're faster. They're not going to get schnookered by any of you who have bad credit and want a 3% down mortgage. No. So, now, in the league with that, the federal government unveiled a proposal for rules that would force the large financial firms to boost the amount of capital they need in order to do business. They would be called capital surcharges, the amount the banks have to set aside, and it depends on how risky the bank's business practices are. So who's got the thing I'm chuckling about here? The opportunity here, excuse me, for this to fall apart. Think about what they're saying. The bank that has the most shaky portfolio is going to have to come up with the most protection. Duh. Fannie said again, Doug, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and them two have proposed a 3% down mortgage. So you know who's going to be on the hook for that? If the federal government says that the bank that does the riskiest loans has to have the biggest portfolio of capital, guess who is going to provide the biggest portfolio of capital to back up the bad loans? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, are you listening? That's the proposal.
And we've done it. We've already been down this road. But like I mentioned to you guys yesterday, I don't think that this is a terrible idea if they vet the people. Because I think about myself in my own situation, and I lucked into a place where I could actually just finance the price of my house because it was a family transaction and not come up with a down payment. Mm. But I'm telling you right now, if I had to, as a first-time buyer, come up with 5%, I don't think that I'd have a house right now. Yet, my credit is really good. I make every payment on time.
Right. But this isn't the fix. The fix is to give people more money back in their taxes.
Yeah, maybe.
Not tax them so that they...
Such a ruse.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically saying, give us all your money in these taxes, and now you don't have enough money to buy a house.
So we'll guarantee that you...
Right.
Okay, so the other banks that will be forced to have $50 billion or more in assets if they're going to pull off one of these deals. J.P. Morgan Chase, who your host is suing at the moment. I've never sued anybody in my life.
You're suing somebody?
I'm suing J.P. Morgan Chase.
Why?
Because of the fiasco around the mortgage process in the house that I own in California. And it's very interesting. I found a very good lawyer who has done very well going up. They completely violated the California law, which was passed to help people who are trying to figure out what the best thing to do with their mortgages are. They completely violated pretty much every tenant in that law. And they don't seem to care. This guy said there are so many cases filed against Chase, you wouldn't believe it. It's just, they just don't seem to care. Okay, fine, so help me. We'll see what comes out of that. Anyway, the Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of New York, State Street, all these banks are subject to strict regulations regarding capital. Let's see if that all works. Meanwhile, the essence of our program at the Christmas moment we find ourselves in is to help people find ways to we ask you to give as an American citizen when it comes to April 15th. You provide all of us with sustenance in your taxes. There are times during the year, and this is maybe the best time, when you can have a tax deduction for supporting a Christmas charity. I'm trying to support Christmas charities every day of the year, and it happens that the United States Parcel Service, it is sort of a charity when you get right down to brass tacks because they don't have enough money to run themselves. But they got a wonderful program, Letters to Santa, that I want to tell you about in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So when you think of sports, do you think more of the offense or the defense? Remember, defense protects people from scoring on you. The offense, of course, is, hey, I am I'm going to score. Which one of these two do you identify your life with? Are you constantly on the defense? Are you constantly protecting yourself? Are you constantly worried about people coming after you? Well, if you are, you have a defensive type of life. On the other hand, if you are the offensive type of an individual, my gosh, you go after it. You want to score every particular point. I know this because I love to play table tennis. I might have mentioned this before. My game is a total offensive game. Yeah, I don't want the ball to go past me, but every time it comes in my direction, I'm on the offense. And by the way, guess who wins a lot? Me. In life, put yourself on the offensive. Go after what you want. Score points, accumulate them, and win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Christmas time on Good Day. Darlene Reed works for the United States Post Office, and the Post Office's service to people who live in this country called Letters to Santa is in its 102nd year. And because we were talking about this yesterday, I thought it would be kind of nice to have someone from the Postal Service talk about something that really is good and cool. You are here, Darlene, at the behest of all of us who find this to be very family-friendly. I'm not sure that the history is as important as how this thing operates. How does a family that wants to send or involve themselves in this Letters to Santa program get involved?
Well, basically, you're going to go to our, first of all, you're going to go to our website at USPS.com, right, and you're going to look for the Operation Santa sites, because not all post offices allow the public to read and respond. We have 20 locations this year that are allowing the public to come in and adopt letters. So you want to go to one of those locations. You're going to simply go into the post office. You're going to fill out one of our official forms, because after all,
it wouldn't be the government if we didn't have an official form.
Mail to Santa is official first class mail, so we want to keep track.
So let me interrupt you for a second, Darlene. When you say adopt a letter, what does that mean? What does that terminology mean?
Basically, you're going to read the contents of the letter, and you adopt it by fulfilling the writer's wish.
So you have people that work with the post office who are basically volunteers that read the letters that get sent in by the children who use the post office address, right?
Exactly. But the vast majority of letters written to Santa are actually responded to by postal employees.
Really?
And we've been doing it for more than 200 years. The locations where we allow the public to come in and read and respond are locations that generally receive way too many letters for the postal employees to handle. For instance, I'm in New York City in the largest Operation Santa program, and we receive well over 500,000 letters a year. Simply too much for.
Do you know how?
So we have to come on down and help us.
Do you have any idea how old the oldest person is sending a request into Santa?
We get people of all ages. It's not just children. It's parents. It's grandparents. It's anyone who believes. And there's well over 500,000 in New York City alone.
What are some of the crazier requests you've received for Santa? Do you know?
Well, a cute one that I saw this year was, it said, "Dear Santa, I better receive my pony unless there'll be consequences."
Really?
So, I don't know what those consequences were.
Wow, it's red.
Doesn't sound like that'll work too well.
Yeah, you get all kinds of things. You know, you get from the serious to the letters that just say, you know, "Happy birthday, Santa," or "Tell Mrs. Claus I said hello," to the letters that express a true need.
All right, so let me see if I understand how to do this in the interest of time. A child or whomever writes a request to Santa and then puts a return envelope with a first class stamp in there. You send the letter along to the address of the North Pole in Alaska, wherever it is, and then your volunteers answer the request and send it back in that envelope that you sent in. Is that about right?
About right. Basically, though, you can put Operation Santa and your town and zip code, and we will reroute it to the closest Operation Santa near you.
Very cool. USPS.com is where you go if you want to find out more on how you can get somebody in your family to get an answer from Santa Claus. USPS.com. Thanks, Darlene. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Santa Claus riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's gonna be hearts fill with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen.
Okay. Song time.
Yeah.
Artist time. This is the story of a very famous group that had only one Christmas hit. You are listening to it. Who are these singers? 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this group. One Christmas song that hit the charts. This is it. This is the puppy. Back in 19...
And may all your Christmas be white.
I used to listen to this under the boardwalk.
55. Good for you, Richie. Not much snow under the boardwalk. You tell us the name of the group, 888-302-DOUG, and we'll send you a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller. Copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller's 3040 Christmas, celebrating the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album and then the 40th anniversary of the group itself. And also with it, a canister of their famous cinnamon hot chocolate comes to the person who tells us who these singers are at 888-302-3684. 50 hits this group had on the pop charts. They were also a well-known R&B group before the time. It wasn't really called R&B, but that's really what it amounts to these days.
Doo-wop.
This is great doo-wop stuff.
Yeah, they were doo-wop.
Yep, they sure were. It made the charts in the, 1955, 1960, 1962.
May all your Christmas is.
And the answer. answer is not Doug Steffen to the question.
What a treat.
That was nice, huh? Yes. Merry Christmas.
Come on, stick it in your ear, will you please? Yeah. Start it over again, Richie, if you wouldn't be so kind, while I talk a little about the group, which goes back to 1953. Longest lasting doo-dop.
Doo-dop.
Vocal group. They're still touring. I think there's one original member left.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. I did see them coming around. Great. Pretty much it's somebody's nephew, somebody's grandson.
Yeah, they're all related.
Somebody's whatever. And wheeling them out on stage. Yeah. Bob, one of the original members.
That's it. The reason for their longevity is that the one man owns the name to the band has hired and fired a lot of vocalists over the years. 60 different people have been in this group.
Wow. Yep, looking at past members.
Uh-huh.
Bam, 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 bam. I see about 35 or so on this list.
Yep. All right, let's see here.
But there's one that was the,
right.
The original. Oh, you had two that were the original big guys.
Ben E. King was one of them.
Clyde McFadder
was another
kind of the original.
Right, exactly. This version of the song became a hit after it appeared in Home Alone, remember, from 1990.
Yeah, that's right.
A little of this the other day. All right, let's get to the folks who have called up to identify this group. Here is Peter in Rancho Mirage, California. Hi, Peter. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Thanks very much, Doug.
Happy New Year, too.
Same to you.
Christmas.
It's early in California.
No, it sure is. I always listen to you early in the morning, so.
Thank you very much.
Me too.
We're all trying to listen as carefully as we can. All right, so what's the name of the group here?
I'm going to guess the Drifters.
Drifters. What do you remember as the first song that you ever heard from the Drifters? Remember?
Under the Boardwalk.
And I think that probably is the one most people would go to first. Under the Boardwalk. There's so many hits, though, that they came up with. We're going to send you that Mannheim Steamroller prize package. Congratulations. Thank you. Merry Christmas to Peter from Good Day.
Towards the night of the holiday party, when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to pounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heel, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deal.
With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase, while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Raina Saitel, lifestyle expert, and today I'm bringing you some practical, stylish, and affordable gifts. I'm loving the Genuine Thermos brand stainless steel King Vacuum Insulated Tumbler. It's super stylish. It's great for the traveler on your list or a mom on the go like me. I put my hot coffee in the morning. It lasts up to 5 hours. If you're a cold coffee drinker or you like a cold beverage, that lasts up to 9 hours. You can't beat this. For those of you who have stylish mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, friends, I love giving a watch. Pulsar is doing some really great things. The watches are stylish, on-trend, modern, and they look like $1 million, but they're actually under $200. Also, when giving, we like to give meaningfully these days. And what's better than chocolate? It goes with everybody on your list. Lynch is doing some great things. They're decadent, indulgent, delicious chocolates. Your gift will be indulged and eaten by everybody and really enjoyed. More information, you can go to videopump.tv.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Charlotte's awake and alive and paying close attention to everything we're saying here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn speaking. Ken Kessler not doing much speaking because he's getting a cold. Ken, do you want to go to bed? Would you be better just leaving now and going to bed? Maybe that would be a way of you.
Oh, you just made Kenny's day.
I think he just clicked off already.
Goodbye.
No, he's out.
Peace out. All right, before you leave, though, I want you to give us the number one item, maybe one, two, three items that are at the top of the list. Social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What do we have that is attracting your attention?
Two big topics, the CIA torture report and flu shots.
And? Let's do the flu shots. Everybody knows what people think about the CIA thing. What are people saying about the flu shots?
We asked on our Facebook page if you got a flu shot this year.
Uh-huh.
Carol says, I never get flu shots. There are natural things you can take to keep from getting sick, and they aren't harmful to your body.
Amen to that. Build up your immune system. Vitamin C, vitamin D, echinacea, zinc, all that good stuff. Okay, what else?
Jay says, everyone in the house got one, but me. Now they're all sick and I seem to be fine.
Yeah, this is the biggest ruse. And Ken Kronos, who's one of my favorites, we have four doctors on the staff here at Good Day. He's one of them. He and I have the same argument every year. He is, because he's so focused on the science. Okay, so here's how it works if it works well. But it never works well because the CDC is always screwed up like every other government agency. So they, this year is... The vaccine they made for this year was for last year's flu. And
every year, it works every year.
The flu, right. It's an asinine.
They cannot predict what flu strain will
come. No, because they are always changing. So why bother? That's the, you know, what are you putting forth? The only reason that these things are out there is so that Walmart and Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid can make a couple of bucks by giving you, they have their signs up front, flu shots available here. What for? They're no good because they mutate. These various strains change all the time. They're not the same today as they were yesterday. All right, anyway, what else, Kenny?
I think they actually put some kind of a bug into the thing so that they can trace and track you.
Oh, like a magnet.
Yep. And this is why the flu epidemic is such an important thing to the government.
Hey, Rich, take off your tinfoil.
I know.
You know what, Richie? I never thought of that.
Come on.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm glad now I've got a new theory.
Good going, Richie.
Baseless theory.
That's all right. We're happy to have baseless news.
You've been injected by the government.
Yep. So they can follow your every move.
Can control you.
Those flu virus bugs are floating all around your body, and they all have little sending units in them.
Yep.
Sending back all of that information. All right, Kenny, what else?
Terry says, I got the flu when I got the flu shot 8 years ago, and I was bedridden for over a week. I have never been so sick as I was that time. So no flu shot for me. I have not had the flu since then, and rarely do I get sick.
Build up your immune system. These things are laughable. These stories are so laughable, and yet people wrap themselves all day. Well, the recommendation is you get a flu shot anyway. From whom? For what reason? You got any more, Kenny?
One more. Adam says, there's only one thing in the world worse than having the flu, and that's when your wife has the flu.
Okay, I'm sorry. You boys are way worse than us. I can visualize men right now with tissues rolled into little sticks shoved up in your nostrils. I'm sorry. You guys are babies.
Really?
We pass children through our... give me a break.
Okay, here we go.
You guys are said.
What an indictment of the male.
Wow.
Okay. Let's keep moving.
Guess he told us.
All right, Kenny, have a nice sleep and you'll feel better tomorrow.
Yeah, take that wedge of Kleenex out of your nostril, right, man.
Take two aspirin and call me in the morning, Kenny. Will you please? 22 before the hour. How about we do a chorus of Kumbaya, my Lord? Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord.
You know what? I'm not feeling so good either. I'm going to go to sleep.
I think I did just go to sleep. I'm having nightmares.
There will be no federal government shutdown to ruin the holidays.
What up?
Thank goodness.
House and Senate negotiators, Richie, agreed to a $1.1 trillion government funding bill.
All of my neighbors who were government contractors were looking to some paid time off.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Federal agencies were due to run out of money on Friday. So this package, I'm surprised they did it this quickly. I'm surprised they didn't wait until Friday to pass this. Anyway, the spending package funds the government for most of the next fiscal year. So the deadline has come and gone, and everybody is happy if they're a government employee or they work for a contractor. There's 4 or 5 million.
Still no budget, though.
Oh, no budget. Why do we need a budget?
They write the checks.
Just make your money is available for everything.
Right.
Whatever you want, we'll give it to you. Help yourself. Christmas time. Nice time of year. Good stories like the widow who dropped her diamond engagement ring and wedding band into a Salvation Army kettle.
Uh-oh.
Outside of North Station here in Boston. Woman did not want her name associated with this, left a note asking for the rings to be sold so that the Salvation Army could purchase toys for children.
Oh.
In all seasons, the letter wrote, read, my husband was the giver.
Signed, Mrs. Claus.
I especially remember this time of year, my husband's joy in giving at Christmas time, especially to those in need. To honor his memory, I donate this ring.
That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
So good. Pretty amazing. This apparently was a fairly valuable ring, enough to stun the workers who were at the Salvation Army. Donation was accompanied by a jeweler's appraisal showing that the when they bought this ring, it was worth $1,850.
Wow.
So that was a number of years ago, probably worth a lot more than that now.
So she wasn't messing around.
Diamonds are going crazy.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Why is that?
Because they're sparkly.
No. Joan Rivers had a lot of diamonds and apparently a lot of cash. Her will was filed yesterday, $150 million estate that goes to her daughter.
Of course.
Wow.
So how much of it goes to the grand jury?
And how much more is she going to get from the lawsuits that come about after
right.
the...
Another 150 mil.
I imagine the grandchild gets whatever's left after Melissa, right?
Yeah, sure. It keeps down there. If you're smart, you build trusts up. So if you really understand how this all works, what are you going to do with $150 million? You set up trusts so that they go on and on and on, so that the members of the family... I remember somebody told me this a number of years ago I'm trying to remember how he struck it rich, but he made a lot of money and he created trusts so that let's say the average trust, if you're conservative, throws off 5% a year. All right. Let's say you've got $1 million and it throws off in a trust that throws off $50,000 a year. So you live off the $50,000 or whatever it throws off, and the money in the trust stays. So that from generation to generation, how do you think the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and all these people, the Carnegies that have fabulous wealth, how do you think that wealth continues? They've invested in things, hopefully, that are, if you're smart, you get it. I mean, even conservatively, 5%. Some things, depending on how much risk you want to take, you get 30, 40% back on your buck. But if you keep, you've got a regular, it's like an annuity. Keeps coming in year after year after year, and so that's how this money is passed on from generation to generation to generation. And if she's smart, and I think she is, I was always quite impressed with her, Melissa. I always thought she was much different than her mother, and smart. So she'll do the right thing, I'm betting. Anyway,
ready for this?
What's that, Richard?
Times Person of the Year just revealed.
Yes.
No, don't say it's the protesters.
They were number three.
Okay, good.
Protesters three. Who's number one and number two?
The Ebola fighters.
Oh,
number
come
one.
On.
Number
seriously?
One. Really? Is there still an Ebola problem?
Putin was number four.
Yeah, right above Taylor Swift.
Right, and the guy that owns Alibaba, the Chinese guy that owns Alibaba, is number five.
When did Time Magazine become such a rag?
All magazines have become pretty much a rag.
This one's pretty bad. It's really bad.
All right. We're going to pause for a moment, and Jennifer has an extensive television report.
I have so much news.
A lot of information and news. First, let's think about what you're drinking this morning. If you're a coffee drinker,
I decided to go with some vodka today.
Jack Daniels.
Buzz box. Yeah.
It's a buzz in a box.
How would it be if you put a little of that into a cup of BuzzBox coffee?
A little Irish whiskey?
Yeah.
There you go.
Try that. If you're tired of Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and that sort of thing, going to the Cumberland Farms or whatever, the 7-Eleven to get your coffee, and it's like drinking dishwater, but it's hot, it's time for you to change to BuzzBox coffee. And you can change by getting a free pound of coffee right off the bat. Dial 866-456-7805. What's that, he says? Free coffee at 866-456-7805. Yep, that's what I said. First pound of coffee is on them. Once you taste it, once you smell it, get that aroma from your mailbox and you open it up, you can get ground coffee or you can have the granulated ground or beans. And you figure out what you want to do with it. But I'll tell you, I just walked out of the kitchen. Meredith's making her cup of BuzzBox.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Smells good. I don't like the taste of it, but I find the aroma to be kind of interesting. And you'll find it provocative and attractive. 866-456-7805. I don't know if any people have used adjectives like that to describe a cup of coffee before, but that's really what it is. Arabica coffee, the best in the world. BuzzBox, the best in the world. So if you've got a habit of drinking a cup of coffee or more every day, this is the program for you. Get on it now. Get your first bag free of BuzzBox coffee. Join the thousands of people listening to this program who've helped make BuzzBox the number one coffee of listeners here. I'm looking at all of these people. I get a printout every month of some of the names. It's kind of cool to see George Kelly on here from someplace in Arizona. I can't read it, but St. Petersburg, Florida. is on the list here. Francis Orlando from Brooklyn. Hello. Enjoy your BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee box, big orange box, every page at DougStephan.com, or reach out to them by dialing 866-456-7805. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Check the television report, starting with interesting story about O.J. starring Cuba. Is it Cuba?
It's Cuba. My mom taught him. He's nobody.
Yeah, okay.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Now that we're tripping over all the names.
I know. He's a good one to trip over, that's for sure. He's been cast as O.J. Simpson. I don't know if this is the best career move ever,
really?
But hey. This is in the first season of FX's new series, American Crime Story, which takes its subject as the murder trial from O.J. Simpson. He's also going to join Sarah Paulson, who's going to play Marcia Clark in this movie, in this little miniseries that we put together. Pretty exciting, huh? All right. Also, the Crowley family from Downton Abbey and their loyal servants may be coming to America. According to the executive producer, he said he'd like to see Downton Abbey come to New York City. How cool would that be? Cheryl Burke, we mentioned last week that she was leaving Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Well, now we know why. She's doing
it.
No, she's doing a new variety show. Look at you. It's a yet-to-be-announced variety show over at NBC next year.
Why would anybody care about who? Maybe some people know who she is, but what a variety show with her as the host?
I don't know if she'd be the... I mean, we don't know what her role will be, but they just want her to be involved with the show. More to come on that. This one's a big story. Chevy Chase, after all the drama surrounding his exit from Community, he says he's going to come back to the show next year. He said it during a Reddit interview on Monday night. Chevy revealed, he said, quote, I will be in a small cameo at the beginning of Community, and if they ask me to come back and do one or two appearances, it's a possibility. I wonder why he's changing his tune. Maybe he needs a little money. Sad news yesterday, we didn't get to this one, Dougie. Ken Weatherwax, who played the pudgy son on the Addams Family Pugs, he passed away. He was only 59 years old. He had a heart attack. His niece announced it on Facebook. And there'll be two funerals, one for family, one for fans. Now, Emma Roberts and Jamie Lee Curtis, also in the news, they've reportedly been cast in Ryan Murphy's new hit, new wannabe hit, Scream Queens. I think this is kind of cool. He created Glee, an American Horror Story, and now he's prepping what he calls a whole new genre of comedy horror with a new anthology that's cast Emma Roberts and Jamie Lee Curtis. Of course, both of them have done their fair share of scary movies, so that's kind of a fun story as well. Now, Eaten Alive, lots of controversy. Paul Rosali this week did his Discovery special where he suited up and he went in to go mano a mano with this 250-pound snake. Well, apparently it started squeezing him. It got his jaws around the top of his head, and then he said, out, please.
He's like, oh. My arm's going to break.
I'm out.
Uncle.
I think the funny thing here is that the social media response to this is hysterical. John Mitchell writes, the guy won't break his arm for science. Hashtag Eaten Alive. You have Harrison Golden saying, Geraldo probably just watched Eaten Alive and high-fived himself. Next on Discovery, finding the Tooth Fairy, where I spent 2 hours looking for the Tooth Fairy. Give up and get a burrito.
Hi. Let's see. There's one other story. Oh, my God. Look at the time already. 51 past the hour. Good day. Don't you know you're never sorry? When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me leave my head.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Now for our visit, the Pied Piper of Pets. That's pretty good. I like that one, huh? Let's use that good alliteration. The Pied Piper of Pets. Warren Eckstein is here. The problems you're having with your dogs and cats can easily be remedied by one of two ways. You listen to us, ask Warren a question at petshow.com, or you shoot the cat or the dog. Those are the two ways of fixing whatever problems you have with your animal.
I'm not on board with that second option.
I'm not either on board with it, but that's what some people do. Dogs, and you know that, Warren. People put their pets to sleep all the time because they don't have the patience. They don't know how to fix problems. This is just an animal. Let's put them to sleep.
You know, it's funny you said that. I just posted something about how many dogs and cats are killed every year because they're being misevaluated by people that shouldn't be evaluated in the shelters.
Exactly. Well, it's the same as with kids. We have a lot of children that are misevaluated as well, given all kinds of drugs put aside. Same thing's happening with anybody who's a problem or anything. Pets, put them aside. Get rid of them. We don't want them. They're an irritant. And so we have a large problem. A lot of people would be adopting some of these pets to do something really productive with them, which is a cool thing because there are a lot of pets being adopted. Don't do it at this time of year. However, no. Warren says no. Right? No.
The only time I'm hypocritical of myself is right now.
Because you do it.
No. If it's a matter of a dog or a cat at a shelter that's life or death, I don't care if it's Christmas Eve, take them out.
Yeah. All right. Warren talks about why your dog is a sloppy eater and drinker in a moment here on Good Day.
It was the night of the holiday party when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit buffalowildwings.com.
Warren X, who has radio affiliates all around the country carrying his pet show program every weekend here for a good visit every week, trying to bring you up to date on some of the issues that you may be facing. Dogs and cats, well, mostly dogs, drink and eat. Charlotte, for example, is very messy when she drinks. It's all over the place. It's kind of fun to watch, actually.
I'm not going to say that dogs take on the personalities of people they live with.
Okay, Warren.
I would never say that. But my dog's sloppy, too.
Okay, good. Right. So it's nothing unusual. As they get older, they are likely to spill more stuff around than they did when they were younger, like maybe adult human beings.
No, but it's interesting. Actually, they just did a study at Princeton to find out why dogs are sloppy. Sloppier drinkers than cats.
I'm sure that the government paid for that.
I'm sure we paid for it. But it's interesting. A cat's tongue produces a water column that accelerates upward at a rate of 2 to 4 times that of gravity. Dogs' tongues pull water up at a rate of 5 to 8 times that of gravity. So the fact that the dog's tongue is pulling up the water quicker means that it's sloppier all over the place.
And that's also, did you see that? If you look at that video in slow motion, it was all over Facebook. The dog cups the bottom of its tongue to hold the water as it pulls it into its mouth. Mm-hmm. It's very cool to watch.
Speaking of Facebook, you've posted a story about a lost sheep. Ba, ba, ba.
You know, there's certain things in life, Doug, that you can't make up. This is one of them. The Nebraska Humane Society has located the owner of a mysterious sheep found wandering the streets of Omaha wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Now, at first when I saw this, I thought it was a joke, but it's not. Well, the people have the sheep, and they dress them up at different times of the year and different things. Obviously, got out of a fence. Can you imagine having a few nips with some friends around the holidays, walking outside, and right in front of you is a sheep in an ugly Christmas sweater?
I couldn't imagine that happening.
It happened in Omaha.
I want to know if the wool that the sweater was made from came from that sheep.
Interesting. Interesting. Wearing your own fur.
Right. So we have, again, though, the warning seriously about pets at Christmas time. Do not adopt a pet or get a pet at Christmas time. Right?
There you go. You got it right.
That's it. That's the bottom
line. Too busy a time of year. Too many things around the house.
Don't have any time to pay attention.
Exactly.
Do it in the spring. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.